item 1121.
Donation of northern portion of Ross Island from the Port of Portland to Portland Parks and Recreation.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I am very pleased to announce an exciting new chapter in the history of Ross Island, which is the donation of the tip of Ross Island, the northern tip, by the Port of Portland to Portland Parks and Recreation. There are 2 acres, and they add considerably to our restoration efforts to return native vegetation to the island and create significant fish and wildlife habitat. This consolidation of public ownership, combined with the 45 acres donated by Robert Pamplin from Ross Island Sand and Gravel in 2007, creates a place for a more comprehensive restoration of the Ross Island natural area, and we're here today to celebrate many people and entities who helped make this happen and have continued to work on Ross Island for many, many years. And so thanks to everybody involved, and I'm going to turn it over to Mike Abate, the Director of Portland Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Commissioner, Mayor, members of the Council. Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, and I'm joined by Curtis Robinhold, Deputy Executive Director of the Port of Portland. Today's land donation by the port to the city builds on the great work of the Audubon Society of Portland, Willamette Riverkeeper, Urban Green Spaces Institute, Greenworks, Christina Frank, Melissa Medeiros. They developed a document, Envisioning Ross Island, a guide to foster discussion about the future of the Ross Island archipelago. And Portland Parks, along with our partners, the Bureau of Environmental Services, Willamette Riverkeeper, Audubon Society, and volunteers, is managing the property currently for its natural area values. This 2.2-acre donation will ensure that we can manage the entire north end of the island together. We've been removing invasive plant species, planting native trees, made great headway on returning the portion of the island to the black cottonwood Oregon ash forest with the shrub understory. So we're very thankful for the vision of protecting and enhancing Ross Island for its natural area values, and that increases the biodiversity of the city. So, pardon me. I'd also like to thank our staff. Though this is a donation, this has been a process to get to today. So I want to thank our staff, Trang Lam, Zelaine Nunn, and Emily Roth, who helped make this deal happen. I'd also like to thank Lise Glancy and Don Goldberg from the Port of Portland, who were instrumental. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Curtis Robinhold.
Thank you, Director.
Welcome.
Thank you. Curtis Robinhold, Deputy Executive Director of the Port of Portland. Thank you very much, Mayor and Commissioners, for having me here today. Really just came today to express sort of our gratitude and our excitement about this transfer. We're really pleased to help make the community's vision of consolidated ownership and overall restoration of Ross Island a reality. The donation of our parcel has long been on the port's radar, given the strong community interest in the island's restoration. We're grateful for the collective work in making this donation possible, and in particular, if I could share the quick shout-out to Lise Glancy on the port staff, who's really been dogging this for us over the last several years. Another special call-out, and you'll hear from several of them here today, to the community stakeholders for their vision of restoring the island over the past 15 years. This partnership really is emblematic, I think, of what can happen in the city of Portland, and emphasizes the importance of a coalition of interests working to integrate nature more deeply into our shared future. So we hope this donation is just one step in the larger consolidation of ownership and restoration of Ross Island, and we look forward to continuing to be partners in that process. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions for either of these two?
I just want to say it's extraordinary to have this kind of public turnout on what we think of as a fairly routine matter. But I
was surprised myself, Commissioner. But I look forward to offering autographs outside in the hall.
Well, they might not be here for this item, but I bet they're glad to hear about it. Like just like
Bill Wyatt never brought out crowds like this.
I tell you, it's the future of the port.
Who's in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's why.
The true rock star.
And this is great. And we just appreciate the good work that's gone into it between the two agencies. And this looks easy when it's at this stage, but there's a lot of work behind it.
We have a short panel presentation also.
Thank you.
I have Mike House from the Urban Green Spaces Institute, Bob Salinger from the Audubon Society of Portland, Travis Williams from Willamette Riverkeeper, and Mike Fair from Greenworks PC.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike Houck. I'm here representing the Urban Green Spaces Institute. My first involvement with Ross Island, by the way, came in a hearing before City Council in 1979, 36 years ago, except we were facing this direction. And in spite of the fact that Charles Jordan pointed out that the great blue herons that were nesting there were feeding on his koi in his backyard, he joined the council to recommend a buffer, a 350-foot buffer around the heron colony, which now is home to a bald eagle. So we go back a long ways. It'd be cool if Bill Bach were here because he was the property manager, and I bugged him for, I don't know, the last 30 years or so. He's since retired. This donation is important for helping to clarify who's in charge with regard to protection of much of Ross Island. As was mentioned by Mr. Abate, Bob, Travis, Mike Fea, Melissa Medeiros, Christina Frank all came together. Christina's master's thesis at the University of Washington was on Ross Island, and we collectively did produce Envisioning Ross Island. And I would invite you to read this. Basically, we left it open as to what exactly would happen, but just threw out some ideas in terms of what the future, what the future of Ross Island is, including public access. I also handed out a really cool article that Tara Wilkinson, a staff person of the Intertwined Alliance, put on the website for the Intertwined Alliance. I encourage you to read that as well because it gives a timeline of all the significant events that occurred. Hmm. And finally, there's a picture of Simplicity, our boat I co-own with several people. And I'm going to invite all of you. We actually took the entire editorial board of the Oregonian several years ago on a kayak trip with the boat around Ross Island. And everyone, including Dave Reinhart, wrote really very heartfelt editorials following that trip once they realized the resources out there, urging its protection and restoration. So I'd just like to extend an invitation to the entire council and your staff. I think we have room for like 8 people, I guess, however, to come out to join us and do a little tour around Ross Island and into the lagoon to take a look at it for yourselves, and we can talk about some potential futures for Ross Island. Thank you.
Thank you
for your work, Mike.
Good afternoon. My name is Bob Salinger. I'm the Conservation Director for the Audubon Society of Portland. I know there's a lot of people waiting to testify today, so I'm just going to be very brief and express my appreciation on behalf of Audubon to the City of Portland, Portland Parks, and the Port of Portland for this important step forward. It's great to see the island getting more unified. It gives us a real opportunity to develop a very unified, holistic vision for protecting and restoring it, and we look forward to working with all the entities involved going forward to really realize that vision. So thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Travis Williams, and I'm riverkeeper and executive director of Willamette Riverkeeper. And along the lines of what both Bob and Mike have said, we're very appreciative of the port for making the donation. And for the city to facilitate it, and now we can manage it as one unit and continue to do restoration work out there and get members of the public out there. And I would also invite you to get out there on the water with us, maybe in craft that are even more simplicity, being that we only have canoes, but I can offer those up to you. But I would say that for the public to get out there to gauge on the island, frequent trips are conducted with city staff, with the Bureau of Environmental Services and Parks, and those will be ongoing just so everyone is aware of that. So thanks again to you and the port.
And I would just like to add, Simplicity has a cabin and a nice wood stove. We go out in the winter.
Hey, Mike, when did you prepare this? When was the first edition of that?
2007, I think.
Yeah. So 07, 07.
When I was first elected, you came and presented me with a copy of this. So it was 07, 08. And then just a quick follow-up. One of the last times you were here talking about Ross Island, you were passionate about a no-wake zone as a first of a number of steps. How's the no-wake zone holding up?
Well, I think it's working really well. Others can comment. It unfortunately wasn't all of the Holgate Channel, but it goes from the mouth of the lagoon upstream to the Oregon Yacht Club. And I there are some scofflaws out there, but for the most part, I think it's really made a huge difference to allow families in particular to canoe or kayak without fear of, in some cases, during the testimony before the Marine Board, there was one craft that got cut in two by a speeding towboat for water skiers. So it's made, I think, a significant difference. A lot of enforcement still to be done, but it's helped a lot.
And then Mike? Not here?
He's there.
He's here.
He needs a chair. Okay. Yeah. He needs a chair.
Yeah. Thank you all.
And actually, I'm going to ask Zelaine Nunn and Lise Glancy to come forward, too. You weren't invited speakers, but I want to give some credit to this. You as representatives of staff who, as Mike said, have done a lot of great work on this. And so please come and share the glory.
Thank you, Commissioner. We were told we had just a few minutes, so I decided to charitably give mine up to Mr. Houck. And I guess I'll take this opportunity to say...
just put your name in the record, Mike.
It's Mike Faya here from Portland, Oregon. And I'll take this opportunity to thank all of you for serving us citizens and putting in the hard work. And I get to thank Mike and Travis and Bob for doing the same thing from the private sector. It's been a joy and a privilege to work with them on important environmental issues over the last 25, 30 years. And this is just the beginning. The work that Mike and Bob and Travis have been doing is work that needs to continue into the future. Ross Island, we don't have a concrete vision yet, and we need to think about...
Bad puns,
some people have a concrete vision. but we do need to look at the next step in preserving what is one of the most important wildlife refuges in the city of Portland, and that's Ross Island. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. We had 15 minutes. We've been done in our 15 minutes, but thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I also see Tom Lipman and various other folks who have been involved in this for a long time. So there's many city bureaus who've been involved in this. There's also the public-private partnerships and the public-public partnerships, and I'm really happy to celebrate this day. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Anyone else that's signed up to speak on this item?
No one else signed up.
Then I need a motion to adopt the report, please.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Novick?
This is very exciting, and actually I can tell you from experience that Curtis Ravenhold has drawn this kind of crowd everywhere he goes for years and years. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you very, very much, everybody who's been involved. It's truly an honor to be following on from Commissioner Fish's leadership of the Park Bureau and to bring something like this to the public's attention. This is actually an issue that I could have just signed off by myself as the Parks Commissioner. I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that we've made a great step forward and that we're going to be looking after your public parks the best we possibly can. Aye.
Fish?
This is a very happy day. We have the largest urban forest in the country within a city's boundaries, and that's Forest Park. And this will someday be one of the prize natural areas in the heart of a city. Having one is a blessing. Having two is an embarrassment of riches. And I will say that Mike Houck has been beating the drum on what this could be for a very long time. And I think sometime in the not-too-distant future, we'll be gathering to talk about a naming opportunity for the lagoon, because there is, in fact, an indispensable party. And I'm not talking about a heron. And Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your...
You're not talking posthumously either.
No, we'll waive our rules on that one. And Fisher Fritz, thank you to you and your team for bringing this forward, and thanks to the port. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Fritz and the Parks Bureau for accepting a generous donation from the Port of Portland. This really helps to start fulfilling some long-held visions we have for Ross Island. Great step forward. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I'm not old enough to be a grandfather, or at least I'm still in denial about that. But my son got married a year and a half ago, and he had his fiance had a 7-year-old. And so I had this strange conversation where he said, "Hey, can I call you Grandpa?" And I didn't get to say, "I'm not ready for this yet." I had to, of course, say yes. But one of the first things I did with my new grandson was I put him in the canoe at Selwood Park and took him to Ross Island on a nice summer day. And it was a great experience. Nothing particularly noteworthy about that, because Portlanders get to do that. And people get to take their kids or their neighbors, or in my case, my new grandson, to see nature in the city. So those of you that have worked so hard to make that just a normal part of life in Portland, that's great. There's more to do, and this is a really good piece of that long effort that makes us a great place. Well done. Aye. Thank you. Okay.